You're listening to the X Zone Radio Show live and around the world on the Talk Star Radio Network. Visit us online at
www.xzone-radio.com.
Welcome to the X Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and we're coming to you live and around the world on the Talk Star Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. If you'd like to give us a call, our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. That's toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our websites, www.xzoneradio.com, www.xzoneradiotv.com. And if you would like to get your very own X-Zone iPod, that's the Apple iPod Touch, fully loaded with X-Zone software and many more free software packages that you will not get anywhere else, visit www.xzoneipod.com. My guest this hour is William Bulman. William is America's leading expert on out-of-body experiences and astral projection. The author's 35 years of extensive personal out-of-body explorations give him a unique and thought-provoking insight into this subject. His first book, Adventures Beyond the Body, chronicles his personal journey of self-discovery through out-of-body travel and provides the reader with the preparation and techniques that can be used for their own adventures. Now, during the past 10 years, he has conducted an international out-of-body experience survey that includes over 16,000 participants from 42 countries. The provocative results of this survey are presented in his book, The Secret of the Soul. This cutting-edge book explores the unique opportunities for personal growth and profound spiritual awakening that are experienced during the out-of-body travel experience. Over the past two decades, William has developed a proven, effective system to experience safe, self-initiated out-of-body adventures. He conducts an in-depth three-day workshop titled Out-of-Body Exploration, Stepping Beyond Time and Space. As a certified hypnotherapist, William incorporates various methods including hypnosis, visualization, and meditation techniques in his workshops to explore the profound nature of out-of-body experiences and the benefits of accelerated personal development. Joining me now is William Bulman. And William, how are you? Welcome back.
Hi, how are you? I'm great.
William, you do a lot of traveling, and how are the courses going, the seminars?
Oh, very good. I'm doing one actually next month in Maine. I'm looking forward to it. Right. 3-day workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing the workshops. I don't do as many because of my travels, and I lived in China for 4 years.
Yes, so yeah.
I slowed down on a lot of my workshops because the traveling was just too much.
I imagine.
So I'm excited about this upcoming workshop, and it's because it's my only one in the United States this year.
My heavens. Now, do you find more and more people are practicing or experiencing out-of-body experiences?
Yes, I do. I get a lot of feedback from all over the world. I'm doing a lot of events in all through Europe now. They seem to be... I'm finding out-of-body experiences reported everywhere. I mean, of course, I'm kind of become a clearinghouse for a lot of experiences. So a lot of people go to my website and they share their experiences with me. Mm-hmm. So I get a wide range of experiences from all over the world.
Now, when we come back, I'm going to ask you some more questions about the out-of-body experiences that people are having now, because in every other aspect of self-realization, people are finding a lot of strange things are happening. It seems as if time is speeding up, and the days are just melding 1 hour into the next. William Bullman's our very special guest, and William and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break as the X-Zone continues. We're right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Also on tonight, we're going to be speaking to John Lee Schneider. We're also going to be speaking to Elizabeth Joyce, who says that psychic attacks are on the increase. And then in hour number four, Robert W. Morgan joins me to talk about that farce of a press conference in Palo Alto, California, where there was no DNA. Just more fuzzy pictures of an alleged Bigfoot presented by the one and only Bigfoot promoter, yep, Tom Biscardi. I'll be back on the other side. William Bullman is our special guest. And William, first of all, thanks for joining us. It's always a great pleasure having you on the show, and time flies so fast when you're with us. However, I'm getting reports from people all over the world that it seems as the closer we get to the year 2012, time is speeding up. Do you also find this when you're speaking to people about out-of-body experiences?
Well, yes, I do. But one of the interesting things about this is that when you leave your body, time doesn't exist at all. So maybe there's a correlation, because in reality, time is just a marker of physical degradation. If once you realize you're immortal and you continue, what does time mean?
I guess you're right.
And that's exactly what people experience when they have OBEs. They realize they're not physical, that they're not, you know, consciousness does not age. It just grows in knowledge and experience.
Now, William, can out-of-body experiences be proven?
Well, they can be proven by who really matters, and that's the participant. Every listener out there can prove this for themselves. That's what makes this topic so different than probably many of the items that you do cover on your show. And every person out there has the ability to do specific techniques and to self-initiate an out-of-body experience and prove it for themselves. That's what I did. I didn't believe this. 35 years ago, I had to experience it, because I would have never. I was a very grounded guy in college. I mean, this sounded too airy-fairy for me.
Now, but there's a phrase I haven't heard in a long time, airy-fairy.
Yeah, I guess it's my age showing through.
You and I are about in the same ballpark.
But that's the exciting part about out-of-body experience, is that you can prove it to yourself.
What was your first out-of-body experience like?
Well, I did a technique where I visualized walking to my mother's room every day. It's one of the techniques I teach in my workshops, where you just select targets and you visualize these targets, which is what I did. My targets just happened to be items in my mother's apartment. I was about 5 miles away in a college right. dorm. And after, it took 30 days, but after about four solid weeks. And by the fourth week, I had my first experience, which just totally changed my entire life. I mean, I suddenly found myself out of my body, standing at the base of the bed, looking down at this lump that was on the bed, and it just was a shocking experience and just mind-blowing. It opened up a whole new world, a whole new reality to me.
Now, when you're having an out-of-body experience, do you actually see other interdimensional beings like yourself, and can you communicate with another person who's having an out-of-body experience?
It is possible. It depends if the two individuals are vibrating at the same rate, because we live in a multidimensional universe, mm-hmm. and the physical universe that we see around us is just the epidermis layer. So when you leave your body, there's many different dimensions that are available. It's difficult to explain, but if you were in sync with the other person, let's say, yes, you will be able to communicate.
What does it feel like at the time when you separate from your mortal body and there you are, a spirit?
Well, that's one of the things I've done a lot of investigation to, and I have a survey, which, by the way, is ongoing at astroinfo.org, where I ask that question about, and the number one response was what is commonly referred to as a vibrational state. People experience buzzing, humming sounds. They experience a temporary paralysis of their physical body.
Mm-hmm.
I refer to it as like a jet engine is moving through. You feel like you're in a jet engine. You know it when you feel it. You can see through closed eyes. You often hear strange sounds, noises. There's a lot of different phenomena that occurs, and I have all these questions are part of the survey that I try to get as much information about. Because a lot of people still don't understand a lot of the sleep phenomena that people experience are related to OBEs, especially sleep paralysis or partial sleep paralysis. But also hearing your name called is very common. Having someone touch you, hearing someone call your name, it may be someone that may even sound familiar. All of these are indications that you're in the process of having an out-of-body experience. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not familiar with it, and it freaks them out, and they think of their body, and then that ends the experience.
I don't know if I've asked you this before, William, so please bear with me. When you're lying in bed, and sometimes you just jolt,
yes.
Is that part of the out-of-body experience beginning?
I think it is. I think a lot of times during sleep, people will find in dreams, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, science really doesn't know what a dream is, number one. We don't know what actually occurs in a dream. There's no videos. But many people feel that when we separate from our body in the dream state, and I'm not talking about floating up to the ceiling. It could be just a few inches that our astral body or energy body separated from our physical body, and we're in this dream state. And the jarring sensation, the falling sensation, is actually a rapid reconnect of the astral body or the energy body back to the physical body. So it feels like you've just fallen off a cliff, possibly, your mind may interpret it, or any kind of falling from a plane, or whatever it may your mind interprets. It's a falling sensation, and then suddenly you snap back into your body. Yes, it's a rapid reconnect.
Now, how does the body, or how does our spirit know where our body is at all times, and how do we get back to our body? For example, if one of the kids come in the room while you're having an out-of-body experience and they need to wake you up?
Well, any random thought of your body, number one, will bring you instantly back. There's always a safety. Matter of fact, if someone touches you, you will automatically return to the body. It's not a safety issue,
mm-hmm.
as some people have been led to believe. It's matter of fact, it's probably one of the safer things that can happen because it's a natural thing. See, most people are not aware of it, but based on all of my exploration and research, I feel now that everyone has OBEs. It's just the majority of people are unaware of it. You know, we've all had vivid dreams that seem real, but we can't quite connect the dots. Now, we don't know what happens at night.
Yeah.
So isn't it at least possible that these are experiences that we're having and that we're just not, let's just say, realizing the full scope of our activity when we fall asleep?
Very well could be.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Plus that, in my experiences, I have seen people that look like they're sleepwalking when I have been out of body. And I tried to talk to them, and then I realized after about 10 years that these people, let's just say their astral body, they were actually sleepwalking. They were out of their body, but they were unaware of it. And the only perception that they would have of me is possibly as a connection in a dream state. So there's a lot more going on in the universe than we can see. Let's put it that way.
I couldn't agree with you more. How long does an average OBE last?
Generally, they're quite brief. I would say minutes for most people.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the amount of control you have. The more experiences you have, the more you accept them and you take control of the experience. Then you can prolong your experience by using techniques that I teach, like awareness now. In other words, you use a mantra while you're out of body to continue to bring more conscious awareness into that energy body. Because we are operating multiple energy bodies at any time. So, and many people just, they don't realize that. We're not a single being. We're a multidimensional being. We already exist on the soul level as soul. We exist on the mental level as mind. We exist on the emotional level as an emotional body. You follow me?
I sure do.
Multidimensional beings. And these energy bodies can operate independently if we shift enough conscious awareness to them. And, of course, that's what I teach in my workshops and in my books, how to do this in full consciousness, how to control it, and how to get the most out of it.
Is there a connection between an out-of-body experience and remote viewing? Since time does not exist during an out-of-body experience, can you actually go forward in time and backwards in time?
Oh, absolutely. People, my God, everybody I know is that takes this seriously and explores it has had all kinds of experiences in the past. I write about some in my books where I was a German soldier, and I vividly remember myself as a tank commander and dying on the Russian front. And this was all during an out-of-body experience. It felt I wasn't trying to initiate a past life experience.
Right.
I was drawn to this energy. We're often drawn to the energies that have an influence on us now. And it's almost an instantaneous thing. Because there's issues that need to be resolved. And this gets very complex and fascinating because we have the ability to begin to explore our own past this way and to, let's just say, reconnect with these energies that have an impact on us today. Because we have been here, based on all of my exploration, and it took me a long time to accept this, but we have lived previous lives. This is not our first trip here.
No wonder I'm so tired all the time.
Yeah.
William, please stand by. You and I have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. Great having you with us again, my friend. William Bullman's our special guest. www.astralinfo.org. That's astralinfo.org. William and I will be back on the other side of this news break as the X-Zone continues on the Talkstar Radio Network. My producer tonight, the newbie. The newbie is new, and she's doing a great job. Newbie, always super working with you. My name's Robin Connell, and this is the X-Zone, live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, right here on the Talkstar Radio Network. Don't go away.
Whether you're a believer or a skeptic, the X-Zone Apple iPod is just the tool when investigating the world of the paranormal, the science of parapsychology, watching or listening to your favorite episode of the X-Zone, or just surfing the net. Just imagine music that looks as good as it sounds, touch your movies, photos, and more. internet in your pocket, play games like never before, push email, push calendar, push contacts for iPod Touch. Your X-Zone iPod will be shipped to you in its Apple packaging and include everything that you will need to start enjoying an iPod adventure that is truly out of this world and covered by Apple's warranty. As a very special introductory offer, the 8GB X-Zone Apple iPod can be yours for the incredible price of $275. That's right, $275. To order your X-Zone Apple iPod, go to www.xzoneipod.com. That's www.xzoneipod.com. Order your X-Zone Apple iPod today. Amethyst works with your guides, angels, and spirit animals to assist you in catalyzing your inner healer, clearing your psychic and spiritual debris, integrating your lost soul parts, illuminating your journey, energizing your spirit, opening your psychic senses, exercising your multidimensional gifts, activating your purpose, empowering your soul, validating your experiences, navigating life's transitions, guiding your process, awakening your spiritual essence, balancing your energies, tapping into the creative flow, realizing your dreams, visioning your destiny, dreaming your world into being, being who you really are. Amethyst is an X-Zone iPod partner and can be visited online at www.answersfromyourangels.com or from your X-Zone iPod by touching the Angels widget on the main screen. Amethyst, www.answersfromyourangels.com. And welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Today on the X-Zone, are people really being abducted by aliens? Are people really being abducted by aliens? Well, if you were to ask 9-year-old Ryan from Port Colborne, Ontario, he would show you the marks on his hands and tell you about the night he was teleported from his bedroom into a hovering UFO over his home, and about the experiments the aliens conducted on him. Dr. Roger Lear, a medical doctor in California, has extracted 11 implants from people in Canada and the United States who have only one thing in common. They have all had encounters with UFOs. 70% of all Americans believe they have seen a UFO. 40% of them believe they have been abducted. Maybe E.T. never went home.
Hi, this is Ken Elliott. When I'm floating around the universe, I always try to tune in to Rob McConnell.
Hey, hello there, Trinity Frog on Sesame Street. When I want to find out what's going on with UFOs or ghosts, I listen to the X-Zone with Rob McConnell.
This is Les Corrigan from Target Internet Development. You're listening to Rob McConnell on the X-Zone Radio Show.
This is John Hogue, Prophecy Scholar, and you're listening to Rob McConnell in the X-Zone.
Welcome to the X-Zone, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. Now, here's your host, Rob McConnell.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, hey, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and this is the X-Zone on the Talkstar Radio Network. Our toll-free number is 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, talkstarradio@hotmail.com, and our websites, xzoneradio.com, xzoneradiotv.com, and xzonetv.com, where you can watch, listen, and chat with the number one radio audience in the world, the X-Zone Nation. And this portion of the X-Zone is being brought to you in part by Amira, soul mystic, master clairvoyant healer, and spiritual teacher. If you'd like to call Amira, her toll-free number is 1-800-659-6796, or you can visit Amira online at www.soulmystic.com. and also by Discovering the Interlife, new from the author of Return, Dr. Georgina Cannon. It's a powerful book about your life between lives. For more information, or if you'd like to order your own copy of Discovering the Interlife, visit www.lifebetweenlivescanada.com. Or you can call the Ontario Hypnosis Centre at 1-866-497-7469. William Bulman's our special guest. Astralinfo.org is his website. And, William, I just like to touch back on the out-of-body experience where you can actually go forward and backwards in time. Is it possible that if you were to go forward in time, that you could actually bring back during recall an event that you have seen? And if you do, can this alter the time-space continuum?
Well, most of the experiences that are related to me, and I've received thousands of people's mm-hmm. experiences, are generally past life experiences. I have had maybe 40 or so from the future related to me, but the percentages are quite rare compared to the others. I don't believe that's possible. Number one, people that leave their body, you're experiencing another dimension of reality. You're no longer in the physical world. So you're not, there's no overlay, so to speak. Many people perceive all events to be physical, which is, of course, a giant mistake because the universe has so many countless dimensions. I mean more than thousands of dimensions where people live. And unfortunately, when people get these insights, they assume that everything is occurring in the physical world, which, of course, it's not. So, no, I don't think that there's any possibility of that happening.
But when people, like yourself, when you had an out-of-body experience and you went back in time, and you were that German soldier, how come you can go backwards and have the experience, and yet you can't go forwards and have the experience?
Well, I'm just, from my personal experiences, I've been going back.
I see.
I can only speak for myself in this regard because, and that has been vivid. I mean, it's been very, very much a first-person, active, almost shockingly valid and real experience, just as valid as the physical world to me. But that's been my experiences and exploration have been almost always in the past. I've never made a concerted effort to do anything other than that. But it would be interesting to try. I would love for people to go to astroinfo.org and send me their experiences. If any of the listeners have had an experience, past or future, I certainly would like to hear from them.
Is there any correlation between the reports that the survey that you've been taking? Are there any commonalities in the people who are having out-of-body experience, or is it wide right across the entire spectrum?
Well, it's a universal experience, number one, but there are commonalities. For instance, a vibrational state mm-hmm. is a commonality, which is very important, because there's probably a lot of listeners out there that have the precursor to an OBE and they don't even know it. Of course, as you know from one of my books, I write about that this alien abduction phenomena, if you compare an alien abduction phenomena experience to an OBE, the many of the phenomena associated with the two are almost identical. The lights, the paralysis, the being moved to a new location, being surrounded by strange beings, let's say.
Right.
Remember, this is all perception.
Yeah.
And when you leave your body, people are entering another dimension of reality. And your mind will, unfortunately in many ways, your mind will help to mold your perception of the event. So I strongly believe, based on all of my experiences and other people's experiences, that many of my experiences, if I didn't know better, I would have thought maybe just 10 years ago that I was being abducted. But I know from having the experiences I have that it's not. It's strictly the phenomena, the moving to a new location, the light, the being touched, the paralysis. That's all part of an OBE, which, by the way, is far more prevalent and natural and actually a more logical explanation than millions of people today being abducted. I don't find that to be a logical scenario, even though I'm not saying I don't believe it happens. I'm just saying that the numbers don't support it.
How would an OBE change a person's religious views?
Well, one of the surprising things I discovered is that two things happen. Number one, it opens people up dramatically to a whole new realm of reality. They experience themselves as being non-physical beings or soul, however you wish to perceive it. And that has a major impact on people. Now, if you have a strong religious belief, it doesn't necessarily change it. But I have found that people that do have OBEs begin to explore, let's just say, alternative answers, whether they be in religious form or they just in scientific form. But, for instance, I don't believe in having beliefs. One of the things that OBEs have done for me is opened up, I feel like I can obtain the answers.
Right.
I feel that I really can. That's part of the reason, that's part of the excitement of having out-of-body experiences. You can begin to become and explore yourself. It's incredibly exciting. You feel like you're Christopher Columbus. I mean, you're literally entering another dimension of reality, and you can explore that dimension of reality and the inhabitants. It's hard for me to even express how exciting this becomes. And people, that's what changes people. Because the light bulb goes off. Oh my God, I have the ability to actually, I don't need to believe in the dominant belief system. I can discover for myself the answers.
I would imagine it gives you the knowing that you can and are in total control of yourself at all times.
Well, it all goes back to creating your reality. Mm-hmm. You know, that's one of the things I talk about in my workshops. We have the ability to create our reality, and we do it, and we can do it very elegantly. One of the things that happens when you have out-of-body experiences or mystical experiences is that you begin to open up, and when you do, you work on yourself at a much deeper level. You go to the source of issues. You no longer have to slog through the physical traumas because you're dealing with the same issues on a higher level of reality or a finer level of reality. And that's why we're here. You know, there's 6 billion people on this planet, and they're learning from their experiences. Good, bad, or indifferent, however they term them. Mm-hmm. Once you leave your body, you can gain the same knowledge without having to go through physical traumas. But yet you gather the information much more elegantly. It's a big topic, but it's very exciting because people learn about themselves in ways that is very difficult to try to express in just a few minutes in a radio show.
William, how do you prepare, or how do people prepare for their out-of-body experiences? Do they meditate? Do they just lay still in bed, clear their mind, and wait for the vibration to start?
No, you have to do specific. There are specific techniques that have been proven to work. Now, everybody's different. People respond to different techniques. I teach about 40 different techniques in my books and in my workshops. A simple one, if we have a moment I can share real briefly, is just doing an affirmation. I mean, it's just as you lay down, you clear your mind. I teach as much as I can self-hypnosis. You lay down in a quiet spot and you begin to do a affirmation of now I'm out of body or something that directs your attention, your consciousness beyond your physical limits. And you repeat this and hold it as your last conscious thought as you allow yourself to drift. That, and also combine that with, for instance, a target technique where you imagine yourself walking to another location. So you direct your attention away from your body as you're allowing your body to go to sleep with this affirmation, this intention of I am going to leave my body. And it takes a repetition. It's like meditation. Mm-hmm. That's how I perceive this. My meditation is my out-of-body experiences. Every night, every day, I do a specific technique. And for some people, they can have the experience in 2 weeks or 2 months. But most people can have the experience, but it's about repetition. You have to reprogram your subconscious mind to accept the fact that you're more than just a hunk of flesh. And that's the negative part. That's the conditioning we have to overcome. We've accepted this limited state of consciousness, this limited body as us, which is a giant flaw. That's why Buddhist monks take young boys at young ages and train them to think beyond the body. They're not a hunk of flesh. Your spirit, your consciousness. You have the ability to transcend the body, but you have to reprogram your mind to accept it. And this is what we do in my workshops that I do. It's very, very exciting work, and it's something that we can all do and incorporate in our lives. You don't have to go into a cave for 20 years.
How can an out-of-body experience help a person in their waking hours?
Well, you expand your perception of yourself, your capabilities, your perception of the universe. You truly think of yourself as being an unlimited being. You no longer identify yourself with just this 3-pound mass of brain cells and this body. And as such, your entire self-perception, I feel, is expanded dramatically. Because then you realize, once you have an out-of-body experience, you realize that you are immortal, that you can do anything that you put your mind to, and that you have the ability to take control of your own destiny, because you are a powerful spiritual being. You're not just this identity that you've locked onto for 70 years. And this changes people's thought patterns and their view of life, and it really has an impact on people.
All right. I can understand the out-of-body experience in humans. But do animals have out-of-body experiences as well?
Yes, indeed. That's one of the things. Matter of fact, I had a whole chapter devoted to this that I didn't have room for. In one of my books, Adventures Beyond the Body, I detail an experience where I actually met. I had a puppy named McGregor, who's a beagle puppy, and the dog would follow me when I had an out-of-body experience. And what I found, it was shocking at first. This was many years ago. And then what I found later is that people started to write to me with stories of people's cats would be following them. People's dogs would be, especially home pets that are closely associated with you. Cats are especially. Another thing that happened is that and this many people have written to me, where they can actually feel, after the dog or the cat has died, they can feel let's just say the spirit or the astral body.
All right, stand by, William. You and I have to take a break. We'll be back shortly. William Bullman's our special guest. www.astralinfo.org. That's www.astralinfo.org. More of out-of-body experiences when we come back from this commercial break, right here live and around the world on the TalkStar Radio Network.
If you've ever wondered about past lives or even life between lives, and you think the whole idea is a little strange, you're not alone. Dr. Georgina Cannon, author of the books Return, Past Life Regression, and You, and her latest book, Discovering the Interlife, writes her books to remove the woo-woo from these regression protocols and to show the therapeutic benefit and opportunities that happen with these journeys. Discovering the Interlife is the one book you'll need as you continue on your life journey. As Shirley MacLaine said about the book,
this is a very, very powerful work.
So be kind to yourself and find out more about Discovering the Interlife at www.lifebetweenlivescanada.com. That's www.lifebetweenlivescanada.com. You'll be glad you did.
To contact Dr. Georgina Cannon at the Ontario Hypnosis Center in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, visit www.ontariohypnosiscenter.com.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa! The cat is finally out of the bag. Secrets of Cat Attitude Revealed. This is the No Copycat book that gives you the X Factor in personable insight and experience to understanding cat behavior and solving problems from the cat's point of view. Learn the secrets of Cat Attitude Revealed by Carolyn Bartz that will take the relationship with your cat up a notch and to the next level. Discover why cat owners live longer, healthier lives. Medical facts revealed and why your cat can't help it. Digital photos to guide you in cat care. Safety tips, historical and myth gems, and a fun and lightning quiz. The perfect gift for smart cat owners and cat lovers. If you love your cat, take the journey now. Don't wait.
To order your copy of Secrets of Cat Attitude Revealed, visit www.secretsofcatattituderevealed.com. Secrets of Cat Attitude Revealed, the perfect gift for smart cat owners and cat lovers.
Our special guest, www.astralinfo.org. Now, William, do animals do out-of-body experiencing naturally?
I think they do, just like humans do. I mean, there's all mammals, as far as I could tell, probably do, because it's a natural. Remember, an out-of-body experience is not an unnatural state, because it's actually being in the physical body is just a temporary experience. It's not our true self. And if you flip this whole concept around and you realize that being in the body is actually an alien state, because our natural state is spirit, or whatever you want to call consciousness. And being in the physical body is actually a very limiting, heavy state that we're just temporarily putting up with. So it's only natural that we would return to our true state, which is non-physical. So it makes perfect sense that we would, every night, we would recharge. And that's exactly what I feel happens. Every night we leave our bodies. It's what sleep is. We disassociate a little bit. We disconnect from the physical body. Mm-hmm. And we begin to recharge, because then we're in closer contact with our true self. Call it soul, call it spirit, whatever. But that is, it's an essential part. That's why we have to sleep, because that is absolutely essential, that recharging. And sleep itself, for all of us, is it at least a partial out-of-body experience.
William, can people learn about out-of-body experience techniques on your website?
Yes, indeed. I would recommend that everyone, if they're interested, check out astralinfo.org. We have a promotion currently online where you can get a free product. There's a free audio tape, an instructional audio tape. It's absolutely free. Just go to the website, either astroinfo.org or outofbody.com, which is out-of-body.com. And we're currently giving away a free cassette tape that provides training.
Excellent.
For anybody that wants to check it out. I mean, because this is about doing. It's about exploring and discovering the truth for yourself.
William, I want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. As always, a great pleasure talking to you. Safe travels wherever you go, and I look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Oh, absolutely. Good to be with you again.
Take care, my friend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. William Bullman, www.astralinfo.org. That's www.astralinfo.org. Interesting, the connection between out-of-body experiences and alien abduction. You know what? makes a lot of sense. I wonder. I watched the press conference today from Palo Alto, California. Tom Biscardi was there with the other two good old boys who allegedly found a Sasquatch. There was no DNA information that was given out at the press conference. They did not have any more information about Bigfoot. It reminded me of Ray Santilli's alien autopsy, how they're working things out. They're going to have a TV crew videotape the autopsy. And it's just going to be a cash grab. 95% of all Bigfoot researchers think it's a hoax. I'll be back.